Chris here, coming to you guys from Tahoe, spending the weekend up here with the family, kind of getting away and enjoying some time. But we got an update for you guys this week. We have coming up this Thursday, at November 9th, we've got the Gilroy Browns Paint Night. Make sure you guys go out and show your support for that. $45 a ticket. We'll get you paint supplies, a canvas, and a free drink as well. And also, there's going to be a ton of raffle prizes at the paint night for those Gilroy Browns too. So make sure you guys go show your support there. I'll have the link to the tickets underneath this podcast, so you guys can click on the link in the show notes underneath here, and it'll take you guys to that page for the tickets. We got to give a shout out to our very own Brett, our coach Brett. He is getting his level 2 this weekend down at the Aromas at the ranch. So congratulations to Brett. Always trying to be a little bit better and improve his coaching skills and abilities. And so he's taking the next step and he's getting his level 2. So that makes four level 2 coaches that you guys have inside of Coast Range, one level 3 coach, and then some other amazing subject matter expert courses that we have underneath our belt as well. I know Brett also has some mobility certs, rowing, kettlebell, that kind of stuff. Me and Brett are also going to be going to the CrossFit Masters course coming up in January as well. So just so you guys know, on the back end, the coaches are always doing extra stuff, always trying to improve and educate themselves so that we can bring that stuff back to you. So congratulations to Brett on getting his level 2. We've got coming up on November 16th, the Friendsgiving. Again, you guys, if you haven't signed up yet, please, on the whiteboard, there is a sign-up sheet. Make sure you put your name down, who's coming with you, and then what you'd like to bring for the potluck. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited. And we have an announcement that we're going to be talking about at Friendsgiving, so make sure you guys are there. Just a really quick to go over our new class schedule that starts on Monday. We've got a 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., class. Those aren't changing. We're adding the 10 a.m. endurance class, so make sure you guys are there for that. We have the noon. That's not changing. And then the evening classes are being pushed back a half an hour. We've got a 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., a 6:15 to 6, 4 to 5, I'm sorry, a 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., a 5:15 to 6:15, and then a 6:30 to 7:30. So three evening classes for you. So make sure you guys are not showing up a little bit too late for one of those classes, and let everybody else know that what's going on too. So new classes start on Monday. And then the last thing I got you guys, just a little quick synap on what's going on with programming this week. We're going to continue with that strength stuff that we did last week, where you guys saw we did the back squats, the deadlifts, and then the front squats on Saturday. We're going to be doing that again this week, but going from 70% up to 75%. So if you don't know what those percentages are, look at adding about 20 to 15 pounds on your lifts this next week. We'll be doing most of those lifts either before the workout, but I actually threw in one of them after the workout as well, just so we're getting that stimulus of lifting while we're tired, which is an important thing to be able to do. Hold your mechanics while you're not feeling too good, and being able to slow yourself down, slow the heart rate down, move with good points of performance. And that's kind of real life training. That's really what we're after there. So look to see those lifts happening again this week. And don't worry, we'll still be doing workouts with those too. So it's not going to be just the lifts. Well, the lift, take a little bit of break, do the workout, or do the workout, take a little bit of break, and then do the lift. Also, something to talk about with programming. Next week is going to be our 5-week retest. Yes, it's already been 5 weeks since we did that week of testing. So next week, we're going to be retesting all those workouts that you guys saw last 5 weeks ago, which was the, like, we did Angie on Monday. We had the CRCF threshold test, that thruster and bar facing burpee. We had Rich, one of the hero workouts. So be on the lookout for those coming up next week, you guys. Next week is we're going to be retesting those, see if you guys are getting better. So that's all I got for you guys this week, short and quick. But just to recap really quick, we got Browns Paint Night coming up on Thursday. Brett, congratulations on your level 2, my friend. Always improving and increasing that knowledge and bringing it back to the members. That's great stuff. Friendsgiving, November 16th. Make sure you guys sign up for if you're coming and then what you guys are bringing. New class schedule starts on Monday, you guys. So we got the 10 a.m. endurance classes being added, and then the p.m. classes are being pushed back a half an hour so we can add another class. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., 5:15 p.m. to 6:15, and then 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's all I got for you guys this week. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves and watching some football and staying warm. We'll see you guys next week. Take care.